But he, both his horses and his cows would be in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have a, what about his tools and things? Do you have a special place
for him? In the shed.
And did he keep his wood in the shed too?
Not too much. Not a little. Usually the wood is just in the rick out close to the house.
We're talking about those buildings and so forth. What about his corn? Where would he store that?
He had a crib.
What did that look like?
It had air spaces. It had a board 3 or 4 inches and then an air space and then a board and an air space. And the bottom was up off the ground, 2 feet or more. And that was particular about rats. Rats had a little trouble.
What about his potatoes? Have a place to store those?
Well, he had a place there at the house. He stored some, and then he put them right there in the ground. Just put dirt up.
Oh, did he have anything he'd call that where he put the dirt? Could he call it anything?
I can't recall. And he put cabbage out there. Boy, in the winter, spring, and cabbage would really be good. Now, he had a smokehouse for his meat. And I mean, he had to use smoke in a hickory.
What do you put, hang up pork and stuff like
that? Beef, pork.
What about any other buildings for storing grain besides the crib and the barn?
That was.
Yeah. Did he grow much hay? When you harvested that, what would you call it, the thing you put the hay in? If you were out in the field, you might put it in, or outside the barn, you might put it in.
Well, after he'd get all he could over the loft, as they called it, in the barn, they'd have haystacks. They just put a pole down and just put hay and build it up and make it smaller.
It's kind of like a figure build it around that. Did they have any name for some kind of a loose pile of hay?
Well, they'd call that where they put that pole a haystack. But otherwise, I don't know.
If you ever seen it, on occasion I've seen a thing like this, not very often. They have some hay out, maybe a stack, some kind of stack of hay piled up, and they'd have a little metal roof or a little tin roof or something put over like that. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen that, but he didn't. He just tapered it off. And of course, some of the outside naturally wasn't too good, but mostly.
I think it's on the inside. Yeah. What about, where did he milk his cows? Did you have cows to milk them too?
The barn.
And did they ever have a place outside the barn?
No.
Yeah. Did people ever have an area around the barn that was maybe fenced in with cows or horses, especially, just might wander around?
Why not?
What kind of animals would he have besides cows? Plowing and stuff.
Now, most people in that area didn't. But my father had a jack, he had a stud horse, and he had bulls. He went in. Jack, he had a jack.
Would he use that for?
Breeding.
And
people would come from miles and miles to breed their mares or cattle, I mean.
What did he use for plowing?
Well, out that way, he got the first riding plow that anybody ever owned down that way. Before that, it was walking.
Did he use his horses?
Mm-hmm.
Did he think necessary to use mules, or did mostly use horses?
Mostly horses.
You know, that's one of the biggest differences. This part of the South and the Lower South is a lot of horses here.